I'm extremely proud of these five individuals, and I give One True King the official Devin Nash seal of approval.
Yo.
Why wasn't I approached for the CEO position?
What do you mean?
It's a simple question.
Well, you were, but your emails were just full.
I see. Yes, my emails do get full.
Yeah, I think I messaged you on Twitter, but Train probably was logging or clogging your Twitter with a bunch of rants, so I'm sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. He does do that every day.
Yeah, it is rough.
Every day.
Listen, so what do you think of... what do you think?
I just made an entire YouTube video. And
oh, no.
And you can react to the whole thing.
No. No.
It's at least... It's like 38 minutes of content you don't have to think about. And it will be out tomorrow.
You can't do that to me, Devin. You can't give it to me tomorrow. Release it now.
I don't have syntax. I don't have syntax. I can't do it, dude. I don't have your team. I got people.
What does that mean, syntax? What is that?
Isn't that your video editor?
Syntax, whatever.
I'm old, okay? Words scare me.
He's not my editor. He's my life editor. He just does everything. He does my...
Okay, well, if he does everything, he does a YouTube video.
Okay, that's fair. No. Okay, he does not do my videos, though. He doesn't do them.
The guy that does your videos, whoever that is, I can't... I don't have that guy.
Dude, wait. I want to see this video so bad. What do you think? Is it good or bad? Is it good news or bad news?
Okay, so... If somebody told you that a bunch of people were starting an esports team that can't even get up before 4 p.m. on their own, what would you say?
Looks like you're going to be doing a lot of business in the EU.
Good. Yeah, I'm just fucking with you. I actually think, amazingly, when I first saw the announcement, I was like getting my show notes together to completely burn this shit to the ground. Because I was like, there's no fucking way. This has got to be a huge fucking meme. Okay. But after I actually I watched your whole stream yesterday that you did, right? The 2-hour stream. I watched Asmongold's announcement. And then today we watched the Asmongold like reacts to announcement. I actually think like I said it in my chat and I will say it to you, Mizkif. You officially have the Devin Nash seal of approval. I think you guys are going to do all right.
That's all we needed. That's why we couldn't get sponsors, is we didn't have the Devin Nash seal of approval. But now we do. That's actually huge. Devin, look, it's scary, man. There's a lot that went into this. It was 8 months.
I feel like people
think that we literally... there was actual comments on Reddit where they said that we just got a bunch of shirts, started our Twitter like 3 days prior and just said it and announced it like we figured this out while we were working out one day, like, oh, let's just do this.
Isn't that true? but I mean, like, there was a lot of prep, but isn't the shirt part and the Twitter part probably accurate?
No, the shirts were 4 days prior. Yeah,
okay.
It was 4 days prior. But look, we still put in the work. We put a lot of effort into this. We have lawyers. We are actually legit. We have the equity and stuff all situated and stuff like that.
Can I ask a question about that? Are you all splitting it equally or you don't want to talk about it?
No, we are not splitting it equally.
Interesting. So some of you are putting more money in than others.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, definitely. Like, that's pretty much how it's been working. Is that bad? Are we in trouble?
No. I was curious because that was when I talked about it. I suspect it was one of two things. Either you're going 20% all. It just has different implications for the business. If, like, when you guys deal with investors or you deal with sales, it's going to be complicated. It's going to be a shit show. But it's always a shit show with that many people. It's fine.
Do you think we'll be okay?
Yeah.
Should we have called you?
Yes, you should have. But it's fine that you didn't.
Is it okay that Asmin has 98.7%?
Yeah, that makes it really easy from an investment standpoint. Now you don't have to worry about anything. He just makes all the decisions.
Yeah, that's actually what we planned on doing. Is that okay? I feel like that was fine.
So based on your sitting with him when he orders fast food, how good do you think he is at decision making?
Well, when he orders fast food, he just knows everything exactly what he wants. He orders it immediately and he gets right back. He is very confident in himself when it comes to fast food. I think he probably I think he knows fast food pretty much more than anything. He's mastered it.
So do you think that that will, so if he can order fast food that efficiently, I mean, then that'll translate into his executive experience, right?
You think one day he'll be able to order things fast?
If he can just go to a McDonald's and tell them exactly what he wants, that's a good businessman.
Cool.
Yeah. So you're set giving him 98% of the company.
So what do you think's the issues that can happen? Because here's the thing, and what we have compared to others. I mean, here's the thing. We're starting off fresh, and I mean completely fresh. We don't have a lot of things are in the works. But what do you think something that could be an issue for us down the line? Because I know one thing that we have compared to a lot of orgs in general is we have viewers, right? Asmin's a,
you have a
40.
Brand. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a brand. Yeah. Asmin's a 40K Andy. I'm pretty much at this point a 20 to 25K Andy.
Oh, are we doing this now? Do you want to pull up the stats? You sure about that?
Well, I just like when you – I call you because I love when you stroke my ego.
Okay, but you only call me when my viewer count's high enough. The
last
what? Time
that's
you
called at all. I literally didn't even look at your
– The last time you called me –
Oh, dude, what are you acting like, Russell now?
The last time you called me, you hung up on me because you said, I have to go. Another streamer has more viewers than you. And then actually did it.
Yeah, well, what do you
and
expect,
and that was like three
dude.
Months ago.
Like, we never and Devin, and why do you have viewers today? Let me see. Breaking down OTK Esports. I wonder why. What, am I not allowed to talk about my own content with somebody that's taking my content? What kind of crap is that?
Oh, you know something about taking content. I learned it from you. You're the fucking expert of that shit, okay?
Listen, there's nothing wrong.
They're preaching to the choir. This is the pot call. This is the pot meeting the kettle. Holy shit.
There's nothing wrong with what I do, okay?
Miss Kip just told me that I take DMCAs. Content. All right?
I have zero DMCAs right now. I am fine, okay? So far, no streamers have DMCA'd me for watching their content. I almost got close watching Maya's podcast once, but overall, I've been pretty damn good, and no one's been upset with me.
Isn't
but,
she like a goth girl now?
Isn't she great?
Yeah, that's cool. I thought that was interesting. Interesting story arc.
So what do you think's like the things that can go wrong in our org? Like we obviously have the viewage, right?
The viewage
we have
is good.
The viewage is great. Honestly, if you look at our stats, we're one of the highest viewage orgs on the platform already.
Yes. Well, kind of. Depends on how you shake that out, right? So I actually think more important than the viewership is that you have a feel to your brand. And this is something that the thing that you guys are most corollary to analogy is like 100 Thieves. Mm-hmm. And you guys are building very similar to how 100 Thieves built, which I think is the right way to build an esports team. Like building one with a bunch of investment capital and no brand, bad. But what you did was you created a feel for your team. You guys are kind of like the troglodyte basement dwelling, like nerd corner. And I think that's a good market. I think that you like more important than the viewership, which does count. You have a feel for your brand. There's something coming into it. And that's good. That sells shirts. That sells apparel. That makes things good. I do have some concerns.
Tell me them.
Okay. To some extent, I have these in my YouTube video. I'll tell you them kind of like overview. The first concern was actually how you make decisions, the equity spread. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's your credit, Ms. Kiff. You really identified this quickly. You said it several times when you were announcing OTK. You, Asmongold and S-Fan, are going to have a really hard time following the day-to-day of the decision-making in this business. There's just a lot of shit that's going to happen that's going to be really hard. Coming from a person who runs a business full-time and tries to stream, it's really fucking difficult. So you guys have to push
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, and for you guys to hire, well, really partner with two people full-time who are just going to focus on the business side was the smartest thing you did. Mm. But even still, you got to think about, let's take like something like hiring. If you're going to hire an important person to the company, how do all of you evaluate that? How do those decisions get made?
Dude, Greek is here.
Greek hosted me today.
Yeah. Dude, he smells good. What the hell? Greek's, he ran in my house.
Tell Greek I said thank you.
Greek, Devin said thank you. You made him.
Thank you.
He ran to your house?
Thank you.
You want some water?
No.
Okay, well, I don't have any anyway.
Yeah, it's Texas. There's no water there.
Yeah, congrats on New York, dude.
I know. It's crazy, dude. Wow. Do you want a shirt?
Yeah, I do. Do you have one?
Yeah. So,
Can
wait. So, Devin, Yeah, dude, I was going to say, you need to get a shirt. Would you wear it?
I would wear it, and yes, I deserve it because my consulting is really, really worth it. There's like a lot of value here. So
no,
I know
at least you're crazy value.
It's one shirt worth of consulting value.
Well, dude, yeah, of course you deserve a shirt. You're Devin Nash. You're the king,
and
baby.
maybe like half a hoodie.
Well, we can't afford those.
Okay, not yet. But you want to know something, Ms. Kiff?
Your TikTok account's been hacked.
Really?
You log in. Have you logged in TikTok?
You have recently logged into TikTok. Yeah, that was 5 days ago.
You have notifications from 5 days.
Sponsorships.
Ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, Devin, go into this.
I just said the one word. He just sponsorships.
It was like the Batman logo popped up when you said that for me.
I think okay, so one of the things I'm worried about is short-term revenue generation. I think in the short term, as you build your sales team, you should partner with an agency.
Yes.
And I'm going to say right now, even if you don't, and so the way that I think that you do this, do a non-exclusive deal with an agency. It doesn't have to be us, right? But I think what that looks like is you're building your sales team at the same time as that agency is doing work for you to buffer your sales while you build your sales team. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I actually totally get that.
I think I have a platform deal for you guys already, for all of you.
Moldy.
Really?
Yes. I think I can, if we talk offline, I think I have some people that will work with every one of you and sponsor you basically right off the bat and get you started.
Let's do it.
Very good people.
I came to you because you know your stuff. I would totally be down because we are starting on the ground. And one big problem, obviously, with any business starting, we have the marketing, obviously. We have the numbers. The money is something hard because it's like you're starting off with pretty much nothing and you have to work your way up.
You're spending your own money to make this work. Yeah. So you want to get sponsored as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we can do that.
Let's do it. That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I think the idea would be you partner with an agency or maybe multiple agencies and they bring you deals while you build your own organic sales team. Once your sales team is ready to take over, you just go.
That sounds good. But if you think if we do that, because we do have actually multiple orgs, or not multiple orgs, multiple
agencies
that are talking to us right now.
Yeah, good.
And
just make sure. I think the key is don't let them get you exclusive.
One, not exclusive, and two, we don't want to make sure that they're going for the same. It's like them casting lines. We don't want to make sure they're crossing their lines.
That's actually
like,
okay. That's all right.
It is?
Yeah, it's fine. I think that having more lines in the water equals more fish, even if some of them cross over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good then.
And so agencies are used to working against, like, we have systems for, like, if we accidentally talk to the same people that, like, Loaded does or something.
You just started yours, right?
Thank you.
Well, we've been in the business of management for a while, but we just started our agency, like, launched the actual agency. Yeah, Novo.
You're wet, man. Yeah, actually.
What is it called? Novo?
Novo.
Novo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was about to say, if you were Nova for a second, I was going to say, it's going to be kind of hard for you to get all your socials, especially on OnlyFans.
Yeah, that has implications. Speaking of socials, OTK, speaking of getting all your socials, did you guys, how did that happen? like I thought you guys said that you spent like hours on the name, right? And then you did you not check Reddit?
You know, for once in my life, Devin, no, I did not.
That is some funny. I think it helps your brand. I really do. I think it's a positive.
That we're spanking. We're over the knee getting spanked.
Fuck it, dude. Yeah.
That Reddit is literally just pictures of me and Aspen going bald now.
The mods.
It's a
like,
dead Reddit.
The mods lost control of it.
It's a dead Reddit. It just became me and Aspen balding Reddit. That's all it is.
Do you think you could buy it?
Bald. I wonder how much do you think it's worth?
$1,000?
$1,000.
Yeah.
Chat, if I give you $1,000 for your spanking Reddit, what would you say? Maybe sprinkle in a few pictures of Emily.
Message the mods and offer them between $1,000 and $5,000. I'd say like 2.5.
Are you allowed to buy Reddits?
Of course. People buy social media accounts all the time. Destiny bought his Instagram.
The mods are selling it for $200. Wait, they said $200. Hold on.
There you go.
OTK is for sale for $200.
Offer them $1,000 and be done with it. Yeah. delete the VOD. I mean, it's not worth that much more than, I'd say, like 1,000. It doesn't have like a huge, but they'll probably, that's a lot of money to a lot of people. For someone like Mizkif that makes, you know, $30,000 a minute, it's not that much, but. Just message him.
I just did?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Easy clap.
Easy clap.
Wait a minute. I hope that no one buys it, though.
We'll just say that you are the actual owners. Yeah,
but no, this is how chat's going to make money off of us, because then they're going to buy it. That was really good.
Sure. Yeah.
Chat's now buying, and they're going to sell it to me for $500.
It's the price of content, man.
Maya says hi.
Oh, hey, Maya.
Hey.
Maya wants to know if, Maya wants to know if she's, can she make money off sponsors? She's broke.
What?
Why is she broke?
I have no money, Devin.
How do you not have money?
I'm kidding. I have a lot of money.
Awesome. That's what I'm talking about. I like your new look. Your transformation is very cool.
Thank you, Devin. I'm bald now.
It's like, Maya, you look better every day as Mizkif looks worse every day.
Devin, you can't be saying this. You're like 85 years old,
it's
all right?
Inverse,
like you can barely see her.
It's like a graph. You can barely see her. but it doesn't take good eyesight.
Devin,
to see
I feel
you're
like
going
you're
bald.
Gonna walk around. You're gonna like walk around TwitchCon and you're gonna be like, oh hi, what's your name? And they're gonna be like, oh, I'm Mike. And you're just gonna on your iPad immediately go to sullygnome.com and search up all their statistics and be like, oh hi, Mike, how are you? Weird. Your last three streams on Mondays have been very off. Are you okay with that?
That's if I can even remember the website. I have Alzheimer's. Wait,
can I have
again?
That? That's actually really good.
Can I show chat?
Yeah, show chat. Sorry, Maya's excited about this drink. While we're talking millions of dollars in business,
dude, you just have like a personal like an Uber that you just get food from. It's amazing.
She's you mean my girlfriend?
Yeah, she just brings you shit.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's insane.
It's such a fun texture.
Oh shit! What is that? It glows.
It's called a woman, Devin.
No, the thing in the ball.
Oh.
What's a woman?
You'll learn, man. You'll learn. Right. You gotta stop hanging out with Train so much.
Train taught me those are bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't trust them.
All right, Devin, I'm the biggest streamer, so you gotta go full cam.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it's just seniority of Twitch. You can't be watching my stream. There you go. That's how it works.
I was just looking at the
It's the over drink. Now, Devin. All right. It's over.
Okay.
So, listen, I am totally down. Look, let's talk business. Let's talk shop. That's what I like to call it. Let's talk shop.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get this thing situated. We'll talk shop. We'll do bingo, bango, bongo, and yeah, I'm totally down. Because I do really look at your insight for things because I know you've been around forever.
Thank you.
Probably a little bit too long.
A little bit too long.
I think that you're smart, but I'm glad that you actually think that we're going to be able to do well.
I would be the first person to tell you that I don't think it. But I think that there's a lot of ways to launch an esports team that are wrong. And it's very clear that you put a lot of time into this. It feels like to me that you have made pretty much every right move to assure this success of this team. There's challenges, right? But I think like you've set yourself up very well. Like I said, I have my concern list, but it looks really good.
Here, Devin, I'm sending you over the payment wired. All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Did you get it?
I got it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Wait, it's right here.
Wait, only. Okay. So it's $1.50, Mizkif. Don't you make more in subs than that?
Easy.
Oh my God.
I just paid you off.
I can't believe you actually subbed to the stream. Thank you.
3 months, Devin. I've been paying it off for 3 months now.
Is your CPA okay with that? That's a big expense.
We'll keep it between us, huh?
All right. Do you have a CPA?
You're leaving, Maya? Why? You don't like Devin?
No, there's fish in my car, so.
That old excuse. Get out of here.
Come on. I really just bought hell of it.
Whatever you're saying, Maya. Go for it.
Bye, Maya.
Bye. No, chat. I just bought halibut from the grocery store.
Are you cooking?
Right.
Are you cooking?
Tomorrow morning.
Devin mumbled. Tomorrow.
My dad very quickly. Japanese breakfast tomorrow morning.
What the fuck?
They get here in like an hour.
What the fuck?
Devin exclaimed. How did you end up with Mizkif? You're so lucky, dude.
Mizkif, you're so lucky, dude. Devin rebutted. Maya pats Mizkif on the shoulder as she looks at him awkwardly. Waving in the distance.
I can't believe you found an actual normal girlfriend being a Twitch streamer. It's actually insane.
Yeah, the key, man, is just keep refreshing live stream fails until you find the one.
Got it. Good job. I'm proud of you, man.
Yep. But look, I will talk to you off stream because I'm 100% interested. Like, I'm putting my life into this thing, and it's something that I am very passionate about, and so is everyone else that's involved. And I know that you have a lot of experience, and I want...
Why did you... why did you feel so strongly about it? Because they approached you, right? Like, what about it was, like, so exciting for you?
Honestly, it a lot of people are going to cap and say it's the money. Like, it's not necessarily the money in a lot of ways, because I got offers from multiple orgs. Gasp. And they were, as Devin could probably tell you, they're a lot of money. It was a lot of money, chat. It's not some small number. It's life-changing money. But they offered me, you know, it's not just the money. It's these orgs, this org especially, it's my friends. And it's friends being able to do stuff with each other, you know. A lot of orgs, when you go on them, they don't grow you. They give you money and they pretty much leave you alone. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, you could do some networking here and there, but they essentially leave you alone and that's it. When what we're going to do and what we want to do is we want to have friends. We want to be able to grow with each other. We want to have, you know, my house, the house that's next door, and Esfand House be the hub. People walk in after Corona and they are able to do stuff. We have the podcast. We have the clip show. It's going to be more of a friend thing rather than necessarily just for growing.
Is that why you started the houses up in the first place? Is like to you, is streaming like more of like a collaborative thing? Like you get a lot more out of it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see my streams. Look how many people walked into my stream. And I think that's one thing that I have very uniquely is that if that's a word on Twitch.
I agree.
There's not really any other creator that is willing to just constantly let people on their stream and be annoying as hell. You know, and I'm like, there was like 5 or 6 people that just walked into my room throughout this us talking. It's because I don't care. I like it because they add things because it makes it more fun for me. Mm-hmm. They're my friends. And I would do this. I do the same for their streams. I go on their streams all the time. I bother them. It's good.
Are you worried about any of the dynamics of the houses? Are you choosing the people that are in them very carefully? Or like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, we're choosing them very, very carefully. I'm hesitant to anybody because I know what can happen.
Yeah.
The beauty of, there's a lot of beauties of coming into Twitch late. One of the beauties of coming, it's way harder, but the reality is when you come to Twitch late, you can see how other people failed and you can learn from that. And what I've learned is a lot of people are scumbags and a lot of people are not going to collab with you and will only really work for themselves. And that's not like, this is one guy that I just got in my house. His name is Simply. Okay. Right. Do you know who Simply is?
Yeah.
Amazing. Chat. Mm. My chat loves him. You know why? He comes to my stream. He fucks around. He has fun. And he, I go on his stream. I fuck around and have fun. We do things together. He's constantly willing to work. He's constantly willing to put effort and he grew from it and he's grown. He was a 500, 600 viewer streamer when I met him. Now he averages 2,000 viewers. Because he's willing to put in the work constantly. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of people I want, is motivated people that want to grow. You know, he constantly work on his YouTube channel and he's doing really well. And those are the kind of people we're going to pick. It's going to take time. And that's one thing I learned as well. You can't get perfect people instantly. It's going to take time. So there's going to be rooms vacant.
Yeah.
But over time, as we get more people that are willing to collab, that's essentially what I want to become is – a bunch of it's living the dream of like the Rugrats, where we're a bunch of kids living in houses, having fun with each other, being able to do whatever the hell we want, and you know, making money doing it.
How do you
make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Like how do you shake out the like the next? Are you willing to do that for like the next like 3 to 4 years? Like that? Kind
I mean, I've been doing it for 2, and I love it. It's I always have more fun collabing and hanging out with friends. It almost makes me less stressed streaming because I find streaming that here's the thing. A lot of people can play video. Anyone can play video games and stream.
Yeah.
Not everybody can do what I do, which is have constantly people coming over in my room, collabing with people every day. You know, there's always someone on my stream. And that's something that I don't really see a lot happen pretty much anywhere.
People are going to cap you. I think that one of the things that makes this org such a good idea is that the 3 founding people, like I actually can't speak to Rich and Tips that much because I don't know what they create. But since they're on the business side, like focusing on you 3 as content creators, like Asmongold, you and Esfand, all three of you to me are some of the people I look to for creating actual, real, unique content on Twitch, something that other people aren't doing, and that you all do it in different ways, right? Like S-Fan has his like weird green screen stuff, and his like, and like Asmongold has his events, and you have like the really unique stuff that you do, like your you have events on your stream, you have this IRL thing, this like collaboration that a lot of people don't do, but it's like an IRL but also a gaming stream. And it feels very collaborative, but there's always like something. I feel like I can watch you, and there's always something going on,
right? And there's always people coming in, and because the reality is, I can't do this shit alone, so I have other people come in and help. Like, you know, I'm in desperate needs. I have no content. Look who walks in. I mean, there's an emote for the guy. Russell walks in, says, "Hey, Lamau." Like, he comes in, and then he just calls me bald and leaves. But that's what people love. You know, people love that shit. It's you know, simply coming in my room, Maya being here for the thumbnail. There's important pieces to my career that make me, like Train just said, no one should cap him. This motherfucker runs a zoo out of his house. He's absolutely correct. He's right.
It's actually 100% true, dude.
I mean, there was literally a skunk here a week ago. Like, it's just how it is. And I love it. That's what how I love streaming. Just how like Train loves to literally just hide by himself and sit in his crate 24/7.
That's his shit, dude. Though that's Train's shit, man. He's Train's been killing it.
Let's talk business.
Oh shit!
Are you ready to talk business with us?
Was that S-Fan?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So,
I'm ready.
Ash, good to see you again.
Hello, Mr. S-Fan.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic, man.
So let's talk business. I'm looking to sell.
Well, you just joined. What do you mean?
Oh, I'm getting the hell out of this thing. I peaked.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is it? It's all over.
This is the best it's going to be. All right.
Yeah, we're doing a giveaway, and I'm out of here.
Got you. The 3090?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you found someone for that giveaway yet?
No, we have not found somebody. Yeah, we have not found somebody to get the 3090
priority.
From yet. So
I
don't know how we made that promise.
Got it. Yes.
Yeah, we're still looking for the 3090, so.
Yeah, that's a trouble. That's a trouble.
That's true.
I have a contact of NVIDIA I can hook you up with.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if they'll respond because they're super busy, but I have a person. Well, let me just write it down.
Wait,
in my
really?
Notes. Yeah, that's
yeah. Wait, can you get me two? Because I need one. I still don't have one.
I can get you the contact and then you can ask them. I'm not going to ask them for you. You can ask them. I'll get you the contact. Yeah.
Can Miz ask them for me?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. It's within his power.
Yeah, dude.
If he knows how to send an email.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the new org, dude.
Thank you.
Woo!
Would you like to say, I can get you a t-shirt. Would you like to say hello to Mr. Nash?
See, Devin, this is why I love having people over.
Ah, Mr. Nash, we meet again.
Hello. The master of content himself, Greek.x. What's up, man?
Dashing,
thanks for the raid.
Dashing Devin. What's that?
I love you, man. Thank you very much for the raid.
$15 for the whole thing. $15?
$15.
I'll give you $15.60, dude.
Or if you have which stained shirt do you want? This one with
I'm not taking a stained shirt. Give me a new one.
I want the shirt that Asmongold wore.
Yeah, I want the one that Asmongold wore too.
Before it gets on OnlyFans.
Actually, it's small.
Yo, are we doing legs?
Yeah.
Now?
Do you want to work out after stream?
Let's do legs.
Okay, well, do you want to work out after stream?
Yeah, let's do legs.
Let's do workout.
Yeah, but you're working out after stream. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, tonight I'm not streaming.
All right.
Stream early.
Let's do it now then.
Well, let's wait for Miz.
He's. I don't think Miz is in any state of working out, dude.
Yeah. Look at XTC. Huh? Hey.
That's amazing.
Don't touch me.
You look so nice.
Don't touch me.
Look at this.
I'll stop.
Who made this, Andy?
I made this.
You made this?
What's that? Sorry?
3 days a week, we do full body.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do that one. Do you want to do
okay.
that?
Okay. I want to do the squat rack because
it's
leg.
It's good.
Does it get it?
Impressive. It's awesome.
Is it? Does it get around your leg, like your waist?
Dude, we got a Devin Nash seal of approval.
That's right. The
how
official.
Many can you squat?
The official Devin Nash seal of approval.
Right now, I don't know back squat, but I think I can rep like five.
Wet, because I'm sweating.
I think the real reason that they started this org was so that they could all work out together. Yeah, sure.
Did you squat a lot before?
They started this org so that they could work out together.
Just be grateful that you're wearing a headset that Greek God X wore.
I would have been grateful about this like 4 years ago, man.
Hey, I'm still relevant, buddy.
Dude, look
and you know what's weird? Your
headsets
4 years ago were still sweaty as hell.
Holy
Nothing
shit.
Changed. Look, S-Fan wants to talk business for you.
He's in business mode. How did you find that shirt?
By Greek God X?
Yeah.
It would devalue it.
He wants to talk to you. You want to
talk business? Look at my legs. Look how skinny they are.
He's wearing sweatpants. That's not important right now. He's wearing a tie.
You're already
Hello.
Hello, sir.
So let's continue to talk business.
Yes.
I have $12.50 in this bag.
Mm-hmm.
What's your offer for my $12.50 in a bag?
What is my offer for the money in your bag?
Yeah.
Does it come with the bag?
No, no, it's just the bag.
There's
no, just the money. Sorry, no bag.
What if? How am I going to carry the money if I don't have the bag?
Well, here's the thing. It's $12.50, but it came from me, so it's higher value. So
that's
what's your offer?
True. Is this in? Is this? Are we assuming U.S. currency or is this S-Fan currency?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
Okay. Well, I think that's a pretty material part of the contract and the deal, wouldn't you say?
No, it's fine. We can just gloss over that. That's
okay.
Fine.
All right. Well, then I'll offer you. Let's
that's
say
that's how we handle most of our contracts at OTK.
Okay.
Fine.
Well, if this is truly S-Fan approved, I think this is worth at least $15,000.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, how about this? Get me two Subway gift cards.
Okay.
A $25 and a $50.
Okay.
I'll keep the $50 and then the $25 I can re-gift and then we'll call it even.
Okay. You'll gift the $25 to the guy when you can't find the $30.90 as a consolation.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's a good plan. See, that was easy. We're doing business together.
Do you ever want to go fishing?
I do.
We should go fishing sometime and do a catch and cook stream.
That sounds amazing. Are any of the people in that list, including me,
then,
competent enough to do that?
Release.
What?
Release spirit?
I don't, S-Fan, I just, I mean, I know we're friends, dude, but I'm not sure I'm ready for that level of a relationship yet.
Oh, we can go fishing and then play football.
I don't know about the release part.
Okay. I don't know. I'm getting mixed signals here.
It's a big commitment, man. I mean, like the fishing, you had me at the, is this like, are you coming on to me now?
No. Oh, we can watch the Avengers mm-hmm. with Trihex and Captain America.
Is he just reading from a list? Like, where did he get these ideas?
Look, Devin, I know this is a very, very serious deal that we've got going on here. And I don't have, how do I say this? I don't have the brain power.
Yeah.
Is, I think, the right word that I'm looking for to be able to make these decisions, but I will do my best.
Well, Ms. Kiff said that Asmongold has 98% of your company, so it should be.
Oh, I mean, 98 is a strong number. Maybe
strong number.
100.
I
think it's 104. Yeah.
104.
Yeah, 104.
That's a very high percentage. So, I mean, then I don't know how I'm not really talking to the decision maker, right? Which is the key to sales here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, look, I don't got to write the checks. I just got to cash them. That's what I always say.
Got it. Well, you've got a couple of checks coming your way. I think.
Do we? I don't know because I don't write them.
Yeah. I think once I have a conversation with everyone offline, there's a couple of things we can do. For sure. Getting started like right away. I mean, you guys are going to need sponsors.
Am I going to lose my $12.50?
Your $12.50 is going to appreciate in value.
Mm. Oh, so it could be $13.
And you will appreciate in value as well.
More than S-Fan
stocks
you.
Are going up. Is this a mint pristine condition? Nowhere to go but up, actually.
True. Did you see my stream today?
I did.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stop streaming on my own channel and just have them stream on my channel the whole time. It would be great.
I think that's a good idea because you had 25,000 on the cooking stream. So if you just keep it up. Are you guys just rotating? How do you do it?
No, I mean, we're just doing whatever. And we're like, hey, let's just do this on this person's stream. Like, because this is very, all joking aside, it's all very, like, early, right? So we're just kind of putting things together. And it's just like, hey, we already do stuff together. Let's do stuff together, like, officially, so to speak. Right. So do stuff together officially and we'll just get more ideas and just be more invested, not only in our streams, but be invested in each other too. And I think that's, you know, rising tides raise all boats.
Yo, your business guys are on the motherfucker. Rich already messaged me just now. I was like, let's set up a call and get shit done just now.
Very good.
That is impressive. Literally is like literally as I was talking to Mizkiff, he's already on it. He's like, let's set up a call and do it.
Hold on. I just got one.
I'm impressed.
From Rich. He says, hey, what are you wearing? What do you mean, Rich? Unbelievable. You can just see me on the stream. I look very professional, Rich. Come on, we're having a business discussion.
Where did you find that shirt?
I don't know.
Like, I wonder what occasion in the last like 5 years you'd have to wear one like that.
The dueling tournament, actually. I think it's the same shirt.
Again. Holy shit. That's great.
Well, you know what's funny? I found I had another shirt. All I could find was a red shirt, and then all I could find was a red tie, and all I could find was red pants. But yeah, then I got lucky and I found a black shirt and some sweatshirt.
It looks good.
Yeah.
And the briefcase and everything? Yeah.
Well, I took this from Tips. He was working on something and I just took it while I wasn't looking. So I hope he's okay with that.
Where do you live?
I hope it doesn't need his wallet.
Sven. Because I know you're building your house, but you can't live in that house, right?
Yeah. Do you want my address?
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to go fishing and we're going to release together.
Yeah. I'll just say that on stream. Mm-hmm. It's in Texas. We live in Austin. I live like just a few minutes away from here. But eventually we're going to be neighbors.
I'm going to ask somebody, the first person I see in the street, I'm going to ask what direction that is, and I will get
there. It's one direction.
Well, I have to figure out what direction Texas is from Seattle. I think it's down into the right, so I'll walk down into the right till I get there.
Mm-hmm. Just keep walking.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Don't walk too far because then you'll fall off the side.
That's true. I do have to watch out for that. That's what Dr. Disrespect taught me.
Yeah. You don't want to fall off the side.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Because then that's the whole thing. Then you'll fall into space.
But I do have my I actually could carry some of that shungite with me.
Oh yeah.
And then it'll repel me from the border.
You know, I'm in the new houses, both of us are doing this.
You're gonna put up the little rocks.
We have shungite sheetrock.
Those are expensive, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you buy that shit on Amazon, really, it's like $40.
Holy shit, your legs are
Yeah. We don't want to do any of the 5Gs. Yeah.
I mean, it could is that a Wait, what is
no
that picture?
5Gs, no.
I'm still using 2G internet on my phone.
Really?
Yeah, so my Nokia.
I'm even better than that, dude. I just am on airplane mode 24/7.
Nice.
Yep, that's actually the best connection you can get.
Very good. Because
if you're on airplane mode, you're closer to the satellites.
Oh, that's true.
Yep. So it's faster. Because airplanes are higher.
Shit, man. That's true.
See, that's why you gotta call me for business shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if they're higher and faster, well, what's the problem? Like, what if you want to slow it down? What do you do then?
Airplanes can slow down.
Can they?
Yeah, you just use less engine. I think so. I'm actually not sure on that.
Can airplanes?
I actually don't. I assume that
they slow down. They just fall out of the sky.
I think airplanes just go slower, but don't stop.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe. I think if you stop thrusting, then you slow down.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never had a problem with having to stop thrusting. It's because I've never had to start thrusting. So
yeah, that's classic, just like Twitch chat. It's good.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm basically if Twitch chat was a person and I'm founding an org.
If Twitch chat was a person,
not good.
Dude, it actually feels like you put a lot of thought and prep into this. Real talk.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the amount of freaking work that has happened behind the scenes, the amount of late streams, missed streams, and then not telling anybody has been, because then chat's just like, oh, S-Fan hates EU, he's late again. And it's like, no, I'm late. Do I hate EU? Sure. No, I'm just kidding.
You guys didn't even tell anyone, dude.
Almost nobody knew.
Yeah, that was insane. Like, that was some fucking, like, I had no idea. I legit found out with everyone else. Oh, Oh shit. Rich is saying, could you help us find a pattern baldness solution as a sponsor? I think natural synergy for Ms. Kiff and Asmongold. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to have to talk about
actually,
that.
Actually, I don't know if Ms. is having any problems with hair loss, but he's having problems with head loss. Like this dent, I swear, is getting deeper.
What's going on with him?
I don't know. I don't know if like he's just, his skull is starting to cave in.
Mm-hmm.
Like his brain is like creating negative space and it's like absorbing his skull.
I think he's reading so many Twitch comments that his brain is trying to collapse in on of itself.
Yeah.
His skull is trying to collapse in on of itself.
Yeah. Give us the side profile.
Like a black hole. Why did he shave his head? Was this like a sub goal or something? Probably.
He ran out of content.
Yeah.
So it's like, well,
what happens when you shave your head and then you're, is he gonna make? I think he should color his hair next time.
Yeah, what color do you want to dye your hair?
Because that's really
black. Because
black's cringy to dye. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. Now you and Maya don't look like brother and sister anymore. But if you have the same color hair, you will again.
Why do we look like brothers?
That's so creepy.
I'm sorry.
Shut up.
I love in the cooking stream, you got all these people just like bumbling around, and Maya's the only one that looks normal.
One person, Hassan. That's it.
Yeah, it just him and Hassan looks like. You look like Hassan's sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Hassan's sister.
Sorry, say it again. Say it again, Devin.
I was saying Hassan's sister. Holy shit. That's great.
Earlier. The line before that. Not the line, the words. The
I was like, on the cooking stream today, it was like you have just a bunch of people like bumbling around, and Maya's the only one that looks like remotely normal. She's just sitting there like, she just looks like a normal person. And everyone else just looks so weird.
Yeah, it was great. That's why I hate her so much, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's terrible.
God, look how ripped Greek is. So great.
Yeah.
God damn. So sexy.
I agree.
That short haircut is in.
Oh, you know what? You know, there's somebody in your chat that keeps saying, why did Asmin lie about personal stuff? I realized why they were saying, why did Asmin lie? There was personal stuff that happened that morning where we all met up to shoot the video, but they think that he lied to skip stream. No, there was something else that happened because we almost didn't do the video. That
Rebecca,
yeah.
No,
yeah, sure.
He had personal stuff that he came and did.
Yeah. It was a separate, it was two separate things happened that
Devin
day.
Devin didn't want to hear this.
Devin's like, I don't care about these guys no more. Yeah.
All the viewer can't go below 18K.
Well, I don't blame him.
By the way, the viewer can't go below 18K.
That's why I came back. I thought you needed the help.
No way. Old people would have left. What's up?
Hey, guys, I'm back. You can get 20K views again.
So, Chad, what do you think of the org? Do you think it's
organized?
And do you think it's organ well?
Donor?
They're excited. See? Pretty cool. Chat, the whole point is we're going to be growing it with you guys. It's going to be growing it from the bottom up. It's a lot. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot that we don't know. That's probably bad that I just said that. We should know everything. But, it's kind of a learning experience, and you guys will see it, and we'll talk about it. There'll be drama. Who doesn't love drama? You know what I mean? But we're not going to be just a wow.
Org.
Yeah, I feel like we need to say
it's not going
to
be.
Yeah, you know what's funny?
It's gonna have fun stuff, right, Miss?
Well, no, WoW is fun.
Yeah, but it's fun at times, and it's just you gotta have the right mix.
Yeah, WoW's fun at times.
Yeah, but times were like 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's why I play the 15-year-old version. No, for real though, Shadowlands is coming up. Shadowlands pre-patch starts tomorrow. That's gonna be interesting for a day.
Shadowlands, guys.
Chad, I'm not playing WoW. So don't.
Sorry.
Yes, you are, dude. I remember the days you used to play WoW and play cool music.
I'm back. Sorry, Jeff Bezos called. I had to take it.
One time I did. You came in my chat.
Ronald McDonald called me earlier, and I told him I'd call him back.
I understand. Yeah, I had to take Bezos' call because it was on an important. We were doing a $5 billion deal, so I just decided to take it that time.
Yeah, I have a call with Axion in 5 minutes that I got to make sure to take. So.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I've got I've got a call with just like the Russian government in a couple minutes too. I gotta.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's just some stuff coming up in the United States in the next couple of months they're interested in.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds very exciting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we got to work on it.
Yeah. So, what we were just talking about is basically like how. Like we're wanting to do stuff. I mean, it's pretty much like we're having a hard time like knowing what to call it, right? Like we are an org, right? But for all intents and purposes, like we're an org. But like we were talking about like, okay, do we present this as like a content production team? And it's like people are gonna see that and they're like, what the hell does that mean? Like
so the first time that I heard about it, I thought like esports org was kind of a weird name for it, but it's not quite like an OTV either.
Yeah, it's going to be like its own thing. So, because we are going to be an org, and we're not necessarily an esports org. Do we have an esports team? Yes, we do.
Yep.
Because we signed Mez, Trill, Sam, I Am, and Cdu.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that's great. And they're like the guys, right? Like that was the one team that we were looking to sign.
Mm-hmm.
So we're super super happy about that. And then other than that, like we'll just take it as it comes, right? So if people come in and they say, or not if people come in, if an opportunity comes in and we say, hey, look, like maybe this is something that we want to invest into, then we'll try and go into that. But again, this is all so early. Like we're not looking at anything specific. You know, we're just wanting to do the thing. We're gonna have fun with it, and it's gonna be a blast, right? Just make sure that we can make the most good decisions as we possibly can that's in the most in the favor of the orc.
I think one of the really challenging things is going to be that you have a lot of cooks in the kitchen. So to be able to sort of centralize the decision-making, because you and Mizkif and Asmund are going to want to do what you do best, which is like you do content and you ideate content. But to make like the day-to-day and the have you thought about how you're going to sort of like funnel decision-making either into like maybe a COO type character or like in some kind of form of meetings? Like, how are you going to do that?
So Rep Prio is still a thing. So I'm going to make all the decisions because I'm the Rep Paladin.
Got it. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
stuff.
I'm scuffed.
And then everybody, we're going to loot council the decisions to me. And then after that, everybody, after I make all the first decisions, everybody else can make a decision after that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, really good.
Sounds good. All right. I like the content. Dude, the Quip Review Show, that's a top tier idea. I can't believe no one's ever done that before.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. I think it'll be fun.
That is So that's just all of you guys like sitting in a room and like you go over stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it'll just be a fun thing. Like it'll just be like a live. I don't know how to describe it.
It's called Over the
I mean, in a weird way, almost like a, I don't know. I mean, it'll be like a group live. Like we're just sitting here where we're talking about clips, talking about things. I guess almost like a Tosh.0. I don't know. I just kind of thought of that.
Look, Devin's got all his stuff up. It's going to be all that stuff just slowly. Oh, damn it.
Do
now
what?
Devin's got all this stuff.
No, he said.
Wait, what?
God damn it, Devin. It's. No. All right. Look. It's going to be cool, Devin. All right.
What are you guys thinking about with Dungeons and Dragons?
D&D was good. I mean, we were like. I've talked about wanting to do D&D for a long time, but like just kind of finding like a good group to play it with and finding other people who would be interested in playing it. I think so many people thought this was going to be a. D&D campaign,
announcement. Yeah.
That we were just like, hell, like, why don't we just give D&D a try?
Now, the thing is, we aren't ready for it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? Like, I mean, we don't have, like, because this doesn't that take a while to set up? Like, I know, like,
there are DMs on Twitch that will just set up the whole thing for you.
Yeah. Well, I saw, you know, Arcadum
is the
Razor was interested
in what?
In DMing. I don't know exactly how we want to do it.
Okay.
But, I mean, I've talked to both of those guys before, so, we'll see what happens.
Arcadum is putting in a +1 for Arcadum. He is a amazing dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Like super, super good. Incredible. And like he runs like a whole like homebrewed world that he does, and it's like pretty amazing. I think a D&D group, would it be all five of you?
I don't know exactly what we'd want to do. I mean, it's
just still thinking about it.
Yeah, because not everybody is going to be involved in everything, right? Like we already talked about, like
exactly, yeah.
You know, some people have more like background roles and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I think one of the hardest things is going to be just like trying. And I think you guys talked about this a lot. It's like trying not to do too much. You know,
yeah,
yeah.
You do
that's
too much
really
too
spooky.
Early, and the next thing you know, it's just you're all over the place.
Exactly. Yeah, and like you're not doing anything well. You're just That's like I think the three like the thing you did that was so smart. And this is the thing that like I would have come at first, like would have actually like been like, okay, this is iffy for me. That you guys were like, okay, we know who we are. Like, like we're streamers, dude. Like we're not gonna fucking do anything. That's why we're getting other people to actually do it. And I'm like, okay, that's really smart because I would have been like,
yeah. I mean, anybody who watches me, Miz, Asmund, especially us three, knows that like we will always talk about stuff and be like, we want to do this, we want to do that.
No, it's every streamer.
Yeah.
It's every streamer. Yeah.
Right. So like it's just stuff that happens. Now Miz has Sinek, and so Sinek basically runs Mizkif's life. So that's the difference. Mm-hmm. So we're like, hey, I mean, we need to follow that and basically have
more Sinek.
We need more Sinek, basically. So and have people who, hey, this is your job to do this one specific thing really well, so that like we don't go and individually try and do every single thing really well,
you know,
and
Devin
then end
said,
up doing everything
Devin
bad.
Devin said that it's smart that we don't have one, we only have one esports team.
Yeah, yeah. I think I mean, yeah, I think that's right
for now. Yeah, especially this World of Warcraft because you're filling the vacuum that Method had, which is so smart.
Yeah, I mean, and it's one of those things where we didn't really like look at this as like we didn't look at this as a situation where it's like filling in where. Method had left.
I know.
Because we know that like you've got complexity limit, who's going to do their world first race. Everybody's going to do their own thing. Old or new Method kind of is Echo. At least it's the old raid team is now Echo. But then Method, I guess, just announced that they're coming back and they're doing their thing. So like it's like a whole thing. We're kind of our own thing, but we had talked about this in the past too, is if there was like a neutral party world first race show, that would be something that's really cool, because that doesn't exist. Anybody who wants to put on a world first race show is already invested into it, or has a vested interest, because they have their own raid teams. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, why don't we just say, well, to hell with that. We don't need a raid team. We'll just do the show. And for us, winning the race is having a good show.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And I think that's what it should all come down to, is who can put on, or how can we put on the best show that we possibly can.
So when you say you're going to run a neutral show, what does that exactly mean? Because that wasn't clear to me when you announced it.
So not to say that like other orgs didn't do this, but if, let's say, Limit or whoever else, and this is how it should be, if they're doing a world first coverage of the race of the world first for every new raid tier in retail WoW,
yeah,
they are going to want to give most of their perspective, and that makes the most sense. So we wanted to provide a separate viewing experience in terms of, like, by basically giving them something like that says, like, hey, well, this is like NFL Red Zone. This mm-hmm. is going on to NFL Network's Red Zone, whatever, and it's the channel that shows all the touchdowns. Instead of, hey, this is mostly covering this team and then has other teams and stuff involved and shows a little bit of their coverage. Because not every other team or not every other guild wants all of their raid coverage shown, or maybe they just don't agree, right? And maybe, yeah. you know, there might be guilds that don't agree to wanting to have us cover their stuff, but it's mutually beneficial to everyone involved if they do.
Okay.
And we've already talked to some guilds and stuff about it, because that way their streams are, hey, this is our show and this is our stream, and that's great. And then we can just kind of be like Red Zone. And it's cool.
That makes sense. Yeah. That's really good. That's super mm-hmm. smart. Damn.
Yeah.
Are you planning on hiring like any kind of executives? Like people because like the first thing that pointed out to me was like a COO type character that was gonna like sort of organize decision making within the company.
Well, we have all that kind of sort of stuff. Like we're planning all that. We have some of that stuff already planned out, but we have more of that stuff that we still gotta plan out. So that's like all kinds of convoluted.
Okay.
Look, whatever it'll happen as time goes on.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't executable file. I don't even know what that means.
And now you're doing hires, are you just doing it by like an open application process?
Because that's gonna be a shit show. Well, I mean, there's a lot to go through, right? Like social media manager and stuff like that. Like we're putting it out to find the best people that we can.
We're literally hiring Devin right now. But is that smart to do? Should we hire just you?
I can't work for you.
Fuck.
Well,
for a lot
that
of
that idea
for
the
a lot of reasons. but you can find some pretty top tier talent. I just think that it's going to be hard going through open application processes. The last two people I've hired in like the last like month or two have all been open application, and holy shit, it's difficult. Because you get crazy slick. You get so many memers.
I think the one thing they should do is block him. Let's start with that.
Okay, so we'll block Crazy Slick.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Captain of the football team and student body president.
Ooh, what year?
2007.
Okay. That's not a bad year.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. I thought it was
they almost won state.
Okay. Captain of the football team, big deal. So you guys are trying to avoid that guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's just too scary.
It's 2008.
Oh, 2008,
it's
my bad.
2008.
My bad.
That's a better year.
He has a plaque on his wall.
I think that one of the big criticisms you're going to get, and this is just to like maybe head this off of the past, is like, well, they don't have any like esports experience, but like, right? Like they don't have any esports experience. And you got to remember that like all the people that started successful esports teams didn't have any fucking esports experience either, right? It's a new industry, right? Mm-hmm. You've got like Reggie from TSM didn't have any nade shot, right? Like it's like, I think that
there's coconut oil in the bathroom.
I think it's going to work. What do you think coconut oil for?
Wait, what just happened?
Bella Delphine followed Greek. That's huge.
Who's Bella Delphine?
Some girl.
The captain of the football team.
Apparently.
Just now.
Oh, I know why she was captain of the football team.
2009. Well,
because she has a lot of followers.
She was involved with the captain of the football team.
it's a popularity contest at that point. It's just freaking shameless, dude. Unbelievable.
Dude, what do you say, yo?
It's
dude, tell her you're live or tell her you're on my stream. Say you just hosted your friend who just started streaming.
This is the part where Mizkif calls Bella Delphine because she has more viewers than me.
she joined Asmund's guild at the beginning of Classic, got to level 3 and never logged
in.
Well, she probably just went to Goldshire immediately.
Well, yeah, yeah. She went to Goldshire and she's like, I don't know what I'm doing. And left.
Found the tavern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Found the inn.
She followed you too. Shut up, dude.
Is this the direction that OTK is going?
Oh, she's watching the stream right now, dude.
Uh-oh. Dude, why are you opening that up? Oh, thank God. You're full cam.
She actually follows me. Out of 131 people and 1 million followers, Bella Delphine follows my Twitter.
Ask her for a discount on the bathwater.
DM
Wait,
her.
Wait, does she follow me?
Say yo.
Ready? I got this. Ready? I'll DM her. Yo.
Just say, why don't you follow S-Fan?
My friend Greek just hosted me.
Yeah. And he's promoting his new org.
Made a new org called OTK.
OTK.
Should I do that, chat?
Yes.
This is my chance. I had a chance.
Oh, my God.
She's the new CEO.
Wait, what? No. Is Jimmy sending you pictures?
No.
What was that?
I've never opened it. I'm blocking.
What did she do?
No, I closed it. I blocked it.
Nice. Does she want to be?
I don't want that on my phone.
I do. She sent it to me before you block.
What 1 million? She has 1 million followers.
She
Holy
said,
shit!
Hey, Dimitri. She spent it. She spelled it like tree.
I thought your name was Greek.
She wants to be a hoe, TK.
Stop. No.
Sorry.
No.
Ask her. If she just wants to be friends.
I'm gonna get banned.
To you? Yo, we're live. I don't. Probably not. I'm probably annoying as hell. She's probably like, oh, misclick. Sorry.
Misclick.
Wait, she actually said that.
She has 1 million followers.
Devin, what were you saying?
About what? I don't know.
Wait, she's not in chat. Shut up.
Thanks for the follow. You're the best.
Greek's kidding.
Why are you making fun of me?
No, I don't know. I just think it's funny. You're the best.
You're the best.
This is literally the conversation because talking on Tinder is so boring. Say yo, then she said something and say, come over. That's it.
And then she says no. Now what?
Then say, they go to the next one. That's it. You just say yo and come over.
Okay.
Oh my God.
It doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
I don't want to see that.
Bella Delphine has next level marketing, dude. You don't even need to talk to me. Just talk to Bella Delphine about how to market your org.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the direction we want to go in.
Hey, aren't you starting an OnlyFans?
I don't think we can compete with that.
You just need to learn.
We can.
You probably can. Yeah, I think you could actually.
Stop checking your DMs. She did message you, Biz.
Dude, shut up. I was checking.
She just lied to me.
Wait, did you break your chair?
No, I was checking to see.
Wait, you actually broke your chair.
Oh yeah, all these chairs are broken. Because Shroud said he was going to give me a new one.
So Shroud, dude.
Is that his Tinder profile picture?
Shroud, he didn't send me any like cool like new Shroud merch. So I think I was thinking about buying it on my own and then acting like he sent it to me so I could act cool.
Greek, would you shut the fuck up? We're in a business meeting. Shut up. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a very important meeting that we're
offer
having.
Offer him equity.
So we can offer you.
What do you have in the briefcase, sir?
Devin, we're going
all the equity is in the briefcase. Devin, you see that?
Nothing in the briefcase.
Okay, so Devin,
can you go full cam? This is serious.
Devin, we can offer you 51%.
What's full cam? What does he keep saying that? Like this? Yeah.
Yeah. Just like that.
All right. I like looking at my statistics. I need to know that I can't do anything without my analytics.
He went full cam. He's serious.
We can offer you 51%
of OTK.
Yeah, and we'll sell it to you for $10.
That's a really impressive offer. I'd actually have to consider doing if you offer me 51% of OTK.
$9.
Wait, you don't have to negotiate yourself. I was considering your previous offer.
Look, Devin, you're driving a hard bargain here. I'll give you $7.50. I'm not going any lower.
51%? Dude, that gives me majority decision-making, too.
Look.
That's good.
I don't know what decision, I don't know what that even means. Okay, English is my second language.
He's good at this.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know numbers, right? I'm good at math.
What about single and double trigger acceleration? How's that work?
Look, 9.8 meters per second squared. Okay.
Pretty good.
That's a lot. That's all the acceleration that I know.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I would expect nothing less. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know your equity spread. That makes a big difference in this talk. I don't think you don't want to tell me on stream. I'm curious.
I already told you. Asmongold Gold is 104%. Miskiv is 89%.
Well, I'm 100% in this.
Oh, he's 100% too. I'm like 90-11 or so, like 95. I don't know. Like it just kind of some kind of crazy numbers.
Is the first thing that Miskiv did ask what equity was going to get?
Yeah, I'm.
Did you just want to kiss me right there?
Because I know Train said that he wouldn't come in unless he was a percent owner. So I've taught him well. Actually, Train would have done that even without knowing me.
True.
Actually, yeah, he would have.
He would have. You know what he would have said? He's like, I'm using discount code APE. Okay. Yep, yep. Give me more.
I want code APE. I
need 30% more.
I need 30% more. I'm going to need that ACH to my bank account by tomorrow. Personally hand delivered by a person with gloves.
Yeah.
And my Uber Eats.
That's how it works.
You've got a lot of people in the Austin area you can expand to when you're ready. I know it's going to take some time.
Oh, that's exciting. So, like, it's exciting, but that, like, it's so far out from anything like that.
It should be.
I think that's one of the things that, like, people have been, like, talking about is, like,
who are you going to get?
Find this guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Like, we're broke. Like, we just started.
You know what sucks about signing people? It costs a lot of fucking money. You guys think fucking Trainwreck is going to walk in and it's going to be free? Bitch, you have no idea. It's either going to cost fucking half their company or some fucking insane number.
Right. Yeah. There's so many different factors and so many different things to think about. Like,
are you soda popping?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, like, that's the first question we ask.
Are you soda popping?
Can you get close to soda popping? All the main things. And then after that, we look at the other stuff.
I'm kind of surprised like Soda's not in on this earlier, but who knows? He might be in talks. Who knows?
Soda's doing his own thing too all the time. So I don't know. That's like a whole.
He's
thing.
Also got a portion of an esports team.
Oh, he does.
Energy.
What?
Northern Gaming. That's what they used to be, and then that's right.
They merged into Energy. Yeah, not that really matters unless you're planning on getting on some franchise leagues. And if I can make one recommendation to you professionally, do not invest in franchise leagues. I mean, I know Miskiff makes $30 million for the OWL slot pretty quickly.
Hello. But,
a week actually.
Yeah, but even still, it's quite a week of work. Is that really worth going into OWL?
What do you think?
Sure.
He says yes.
So we watched I did the stats on this. You know, Asmongold is half of the entire Overwatch category's viewership.
Really?
there's seven. So we were making a joke about this. Asmongold, okay, versus Overwatch. It's who would win. 73,988 broadcasters or one bald man?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
and honestly, Asmongold's viewership can fluctuate a lot too, just depending on what's going on. Like right now, it's kind of like, It's like, you know, hanging out till, because he's like the big retail WoW guy, right?
This is like the Shadowlands thing.
WoW,
yeah, so it's coming up and it's going to be super exciting.
What happened to that? They delayed it again?
They delayed it once, but I don't think we got a date. I think realistically, I couldn't imagine them delaying it more than 6 weeks. I think it'll probably be like a month. I think 4 to 6 weeks, I think, is like a reasonable estimate.
It just wasn't ready?
I don't know what it was. I mean, I think from the community perspective, it looked like it wasn't ready. Probably there's some stuff with COVID and stuff. It's affected every other company, right? So
wait, Devin, can you go to my stats?
Yeah. I don't even know how you're doing lately. I haven't checked you.
I can't even hear you, so I don't know. My ego hasn't been boosted today.
Yeah. Miz, you're looking great.
He can see me right?
Wow. Let's see how it is on the big screen.
He can see me? Okay, so
he can see you.
So I'll just react to
Yeah, he can see you, but he can't hear you. And I just kind of...
Oh, that's nice. Oh, wait, what?
Oh, yeah, no, I completely agree.
No.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
It's really not looking good. I know, Devin.
I know. No, that's bullshit.
Oh.
That is bullshit.
No, it's true. It's absolutely true, Devin.
No, Devin, that's bullshit. It is. Jesus Christ.
That's just life. I know. It's all over. It's all downhill.
I got to play more Among Us.
Yeah.
What the hell?
4.9% dying streamer, by the way. So the fun thing about stats is it just depends on the scale you look at, right? So 90 days, he's up 20%.
Oh, yeah. There's all the fluctuation. They're so minor.
I picked the one that make him feel the most bad. Which is the 30 day.
I know. You look at the other ones. They're like just completely ridiculous. Yeah. Look at like
365 is like
365 is up 90%. It's actually absurd.
Yeah. Woo! It's all relative, right? You just make him look at the ones that are the worst. And like I could always find a stat range that is going to be the worst. Oh, dude, in the last 3 days, he's down 60% hours watched. Dead streamer. Dead streamer right now.
Yeah,
this
man.
This guy is a dead streamer. Lost 2,500 followers.
Yeah. Wait, how did that happen? Oh, wait. Yeah.
It's relative to the last three-day period, right? Oh, yes. Yeah, so it's like, so total, like over a week, he gained followers. But and over like 365 days, it's a huge amount.
Wait, how many have you gained in a week?
In 1 week, he will gain, well, actually, there's a better site for this. Is Social Blade. Oh my god, I am fucked. Okay.
Wait, what's looking up?
I like Social Blade for YouTube.
Oh yeah, no, what's good. He doing?
Wow.
He is the 362nd most followed, but it's down 10%.
Yeah. Followers don't mean anything, though. I don't give a fuck about follower count.
I actually disagree.
That's true. It doesn't mean that much.
I used to think that was true, but now I think that followers are one of the best metrics.
I think followers are good for... I think what followers are good for is for seeing, like, potential growth, but also, like, pop-off potential. And it's, like, followers over a certain amount of time. Because if you have followers, like, you could have a lot of followers, but have been streaming for, like, 10 years, for example.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of dead follows. But if you have a lot of followers in a short amount of time... That means it's like it's basically like a
projection. Devin, what are you trying to do there, dude? You're like what? That was not drumsticks at all. Do it again.
Wait, what? This is a skill
when you're playing with your pen. Do it again.
Oh, well, this is OP. This is a skill they teach you when you become an executive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can erase with your pen.
Mm-hmm.
That way you sign the contracts and then you erase and then nobody sees that you didn't sign anything.
You make them sign it.
You gotta practice, Devin.
Okay, I will. Okay, so passive follows per day are one of the best ways to see if a stream is growing, because we can actually pull up some other streamers and you can actually tell, even if they have a huge like pool of followers, that they're actually dying because they have like -5, -10 followers per day.
Yeah.
So this is actually really healthy.
Followers are almost like acceleration, and view count is like speed.
Yeah,
and the pedal is the live button.
Yeah,
look at the OTK
and
boost.
The brakes.
It's actually crazy.
Which partnership?
That's actually really interesting. The 11,000 OTK boost. Dude, that tells me that like that like Mizkiss isn't even close to saturated yet.
Actually, that's
on Twitch. That's so interesting.
I think this is kind of like meta conversation. I think Miz has such a different audience than, let's say, somebody like Asmin. I think Asmin and Miz stand to grow the most from each other because they have as little overlap. For example, I already have a big overlap with Miz and I have a big overlap with Asmin.
Because I have a bunch of little children that go goo goo gaga, and Asmin's is a bunch of 28-year-olds that go goo goo gaga.
Yes.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that also work in reverse, S-Fan?
What do you mean?
Well, if one group doesn't know another group, wouldn't that group also not know the other group?
No, that's what I said.
Okay.
I said for Miz and Asmin both.
But what I'm saying is, don't you benefit in that same way from Mizkiff then? Because if there's not a lot of crossover there. You cross over with Asmin a lot.
Yeah, but I cross over with Miz a lot too.
Oh, so Miz doesn't cross over with Asmin.
Yeah, Miz doesn't cross over with Asmin like at all. Asmin doesn't cross over with Miz like at all. Well, here's the thing. Asmin is so big that a lot of people still follow him, so a lot of people still know who he is. Like, he's like at that colossal, like giant comet has his own gravitational pull.
Yeah, he's like a moon. Yeah,
it's like when you get a console, how you get like the starter games, even if you don't want to play them, because you just, that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, Twitch will also
venture off, and you might go play like, I don't know, like, you know, Smite or something, like some abstract gaming.
Yeah, Twitch, I don't know what you're saying, but I'm gonna agree with you.
Automatically recommend actually Mizkiff would be pumped to know this. Like, Twitch will also recommend automatically, if you create a new account on Twitch, it brings up the people with the most viewership as the first people to follow. So Asmongold gets passive follows because of that.
Mm.
So there's like XQC and shit like that. Yeah. But he still got a big boost off of the OTK announcement. He got 5.5K, which is a lot more than like some days, man, some days when he doesn't stream, he doesn't get like anything. But I mean, like, fuck, still like 400 people is like way more than
that. A lot of it is, I mean, a lot of it is section two. Right? Well, he got 400. He normally doesn't stream Fridays and Mondays.
Generally,
that's why you see the drop offs on Fridays and Mondays.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
Well, I also said his name on my Monday stream.
Oh, so you shouted him out. Yeah.
That could be huge.
Yeah, the word Asmongold.
The word Asmongold on Mizkif's stream begets thousands of followers. I see how it is. Mm-hmm. Damn. I gotta get Mizkif to shout out my shit, dude. I gotta be more shameless. I'm not shameless.
You should say Devin
all.
Nash more often.
I should
dude,
say
chat mods, go spam Devin Nash's stream.
Oh my god, really? Holy shit, I can't believe he did that. That's so nice of him. Holy fuck.
What do you mean? Did you just say he can't believe I'm doing that?
Yeah, he said, so why would you do that? He's mad at you. He's so pissed.
No, I'm not. Yes, man.
Hey, do it more.
Oh, wait. Yes, I am. I'm furious.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good job. Good job. S-Fan metagaming, knowing what works on top of what I thought worked. Yeah, you know what I'm really trying to do? I'm trying
to grow
my
YouTube.
You
think I was pissed today? Oh, yeah. I hit 100K on YouTube.
No, that's what I'm you hit 100K?
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to do.
You can get the plaque.
That was my goal for the end of the year, and I hit 100K.
That is my goal for the end of the year as well.
Yeah.
I started with 900 subs on YouTube this year, and I'm at 83.
Maya made me. I'll do it.
And I'm super trying to get.
You could probably do it.
I'm going to go really hard on videos, like for the next like 2 months, like every day. And then
you know what I did? Oh, you know what? Look up my social blade for my YouTube.
Okay.
And I started doing daily uploads. I missed a couple days.
And can you also get me some large fries, Devin, while you're at it?
Yeah, yes, I can. And a medium Coke.
Okay. The medium Coke and the large fries, we only have a large and a large, or a medium and a medium, and you'd have to pay extra for the large.
Look at that little.
Can I get an extra medium?
Look at that large
you
fries.
Can. Yes. As long as you haven't spent all your money on OTK, then you can afford it. You're going to have to write the check.
So yeah, like look at my YouTube the last couple days too. That's from the
Whoa,
OTK.
Oh, holy
yeah, that's
shit!
Insane. But I was doing like a couple hundred a day.
Wait, did
on
you
average.
Did you release a video about OTK?
I did today.
Damn.
But here's the thing. Look at Sunday. Sunday was the big boost. Not today.
Yeah.
Sunday I posted a video about Jenny.
Jenny on how she met S-Fan. But the story gets out of control.
Ew.
Wait, is this even your content?
Oh, hell no.
Excellent.
Look,
you're
I figured out
well.
YouTube.
Yes, you did. Yeah, just post
Asian
other
women.
People's
this
content.
Not new. It's literally Asian women win.
Yeah.
Well, that's not new. That's definitely, there's nothing new about that.
You know what my favorite videos on my YouTube channel? Go to look at my videos and sort it by views. By most popular or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Jenny canceled her flight because of Twitch chat, stayed 1 week longer.
Look at the fourth biggest one.
I did a TV. I was there for this. This was peak. I don't think that like Twitch ever got better than this at this point. I basically
Devin,
think
you watched it, Devin.
I watched the whole thing. Dude, that you can see it. I literally, no, I'm not even embarrassed. I'm owning it, dude. I'm taking extreme ownership of this shit, dude. I watched the entire shit. It was great. That content was top tier. Twitch never got better than that. After that, it was Among Us. It was fucking Fall Guys. Everything went downhill after this stream. This was the best. This is the best we got.
This is probably my most shameless video because it's 100%. I did a Tifa cosplay, and then the thumbnail is just Jenny.
It's just Jenny. Yeah. People get debated so hard, dude.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good. And the first 5 seconds was so funny. Yeah, you're like, okay, well, I gotta watch this now.
You see your hair, that's it.
That was amazing. It's just
You're so shameless.
Oh, I'm real shameless. Look at that.
How did you get this outfit?
We ordered them off of Amazon.
Christ, dude.
That was like a kilt.
This is premium.
Now that kilt was like two sizes too big, or like it was
it
way too big.
Doesn't matter.
For me. So what I did was I had to have the belt and I had to pull it up to like the most rotund area of my stomach and push my stomach out the whole time to keep it up because it kept falling down.
Okay, yes, man. All right.
Well, no, look how high up it is. You can tell.
I'm so proud to use the word rotund.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was very impressive. I caught that, dude. I didn't miss that.
Yeah.
This is. And didn't you have like a who wore it better thing?
But yeah, I think I did.
Yeah. Did you win?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, he definitely should have.
I mean,
won.
It was kind of obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no real contest here.
Yeah, there's no contest. There's no contest.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's pretty unfair, actually. Pretty unfair competition, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is amazing. It really didn't get better than this after this. Twitch just went downhill, man.
Well, this is how it goes.
All of your, top, you got to bring Jenny back, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to, because I'm trying to go for 200K on YouTube now, so she'll get it.
Yeah, if you have the goal. Yeah, now that you're an org, you can get a P1.
Wait, really?
It's a lot easier to do so. If you get her on a specialist visa, though actually Trump kind of fucked this up, but it's still possible.
Oh, I knew the org was a good idea.
Yeah. What
did he say?
Yep.
What did he say?
He said that she can be like player one or something. I don't understand. Oh, mistook the camera.
Wait, what does that mean, player one?
I didn't say, I said that because he has an org now, he can get Jenny a visa.
Possibly. Oh,
yeah.
Really? We can get her a visa. Oh, we can get her. That's such a good idea. Wow, we could get her a visa now. Do you think it's easy to do?
I think it's easier than it was before when you didn't have a company and you were a bunch of streamers. As an LLC, you can do it easier.
Oh, so you're telling me that if Jenny were to join, we can have her move here.
Move.
And then S-Fan can farm content forever.
Correct. That would be the game plan.
And
how does that sound?
Repeat that last part.
Yeah, and that's what you say after that?
That would be the game plan. How does that sound?
How does that sound? You don't need to put that in there. Also, why are you on the App Store?
Lady Gaga just released a new album.
Oh, okay. Devin, I'm glad that you gave us the seal of approval, and I'm glad that you're proud of us.
Yeah, I sent you the official seal of approval. You can use it now. I sent it to your Discord.
Really?
I did.
Dude, Bella Delphine just went on a spree of following people. She just followed Austin. I don't feel as popular anymore.
That's rough.
Dude. Wait, do you already follow her?
No.
Wait, she unfollowed some people. She's at 131. She was at 134 before.
Oh, do you think she unfollowed me because I'm annoying? Dude, that's huge, Devin.
What? Bella Delphine?
Hey.
Yes, and also you give me the seal of approval.
Oh yeah, you're welcome. There you go. No problem. I mean, you're gonna have to watch the whole video for everything. Honestly, dude, like you don't even need to like just react to that video. You'll have everything you need. I literally put everything in it. Send it to your business guys. You're donezo. Billion dollar company actually.
So what you're trying to say is you're welcome.
Yeah, and I want a shirt and half of it.
Fine. And I'm gonna message you about the thing that you said before.
Yep.
Secret business deals.
That is a serious offer. I think I have something that'll work. At least one thing.
Oh.
He has a serious offer. Oh. All right. So
I was done after writing. But
yeah. Can you stop playing Scriblio and focus?
It's not really an offer. It's more of just like I have a people you can talk to. That's like it's just going to be a connection I make.
He thinks this org's actually serious.
I do.
I don't even know what org means.
Yeah, man. We'll listen.
Good. Okay. Yeah, we'll talk offline. I'm going to
we'll
bed.
Talk business
I'm,
offline.
I'm old and fat. I have to go
you
to
know,
bed soon.
This is weird.
Mods, can you spam Devin's stream, by the way? We bothered him, and now he's not going to be able to get up at 5 in the morning to go grab the paper. Yeah. So if you can, be sure to follow Devin Nash. He's the analytical Andy of the Twitch world. He is the guy that you go to when things happen. Go there, follow him. He's a great man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And don't worry about me getting up early. I hire small streamers to do that for me.
Smart. You have your own little snacks. I'm proud of you.
No, Miskiff, this is cool. It's actually really sweet that you guys put this together, and I couldn't imagine a better crew of people that are doing it.
Right. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun.
I'm proud of you, man. Really. I think that this is a huge step for you guys, and it's actually going to feel really good to not just be a content creator, but also to be diversified. Mm-hmm. And to have another source of, like, I don't want to just say income, but also like just like another thing you're doing. You know what I mean?
It's literally, to me, it's like I'm working on something other than Twitch. It's
exactly.
I'm working on something Twitch related, but it's something fun to do with friends that I'm working on. That's really how it feels. It's not necessarily about money, because I don't think they understand that if I wanted money, I would go the easy route, which is join an org, do whatever they say, blah, 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 get paid and leave.
Yeah, but that's 100% true. This is so to be just to echo off of that, Miskiff, what he's saying on that is no cap. Like the amount of money that he could be offered to just join an org and not even do this, he's taking a risk doing this right? Because he's putting his own money and his own time into doing this. He could easily have just like not done that and gone with some esports team, which would have paid him hundreds of thousands of dollars to be a part of it, and it would have been fine. So the fact that you're taking a chance to do this is really saying something about how passionate you are with the project.
It's because I love my friends.
Yeah, I think it really is going to pay off too. I'm really glad about the way that you structured this. And it goes without saying, but if you need anything and if I can help you guys out, I'm already going to try to make some connections. But if I can do anything for you guys, just, you know, call me up anytime and I'll be covering this all the time anyway, because I want to see what you guys do. I'm excited to see it.
Woo! We gave Devin content. Let's go.
Yes.
If nothing nice else. Job. We gave Devin content.
Appreciate it.
Dreams do come true. All right. You know, Devin, I'll message you off stream.
Yeah. Okay, brother. Sounds good.
Bye, Devin.
Peace out. Take care, guys.
Bye, Devin.
That's good. I'm excited for the YouTube video to go up because I think that it's going to be like a whole kind of primer on this. Should be really good. Okay. That was a very, very good talk. And it's 7:30. I have been Bella Delphined. I've been offered equity, chat. I've awarded the official Devin Nash seal of approval. Made by Impressin. Thank you very much. I've sent the seal of approval to Mizkif.
We failed that business meeting.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, you really fucked up. You're not even wearing the right pants.
Yeah, I couldn't find my normal pants and shoes. So
yeah, this wasn't a Zoom call, man. He saw
you. Yeah, just kind of.
I don't think he wants to do business with us.
Yeah. So we're looking to sell, guys. I mean, if anybody wants to buy, I'll just, like I said, $11, $15, whatever you know, best offer.